Hollywood, the United States Navy, the greatest Navy in the world, presents Navy Star Time with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra. And as our singing skipper, one of young America's favorite stars. This is High Averback, inviting you for the United States Navy and its Naval Reserve to come aboard for music and song. And here on deck, ready to take over the helm of our vocal flagship, is your skipper star, Jimmy Wakely.
Thank you very much, and welcome aboard, friends. We're mighty glad to have you with us. Well, I hope you enjoy the show, and to make you enjoy it as well as we know how, here's a little rhythm tune. It's a real old one, but Buzz Adlam and his boys kind of brings it up to date, and let's all join them with the Freight Train Blues. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a man gets the blues, he grabs a train and rides. Every time I see that lonesome railroad train, every time I see that lonesome railroad train, Lord, it makes me wish that I was going home again. I got the blues so bad that the whole round world looks blue. Got the blues so bad the whole round world looks blue. Lord, I ain't got a dime and I don't know what to do.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. Well, folks, I'm going to get a little bit serious with you right now. This next song, Margaret Whiting and I introduced on a record a few months ago, but it's more than a record to us because Steve Allen, the fellow that wrote the words and music to this, just about typified everything that's great, the things our forefathers fought for, and the thing that the Americans are holding on to for dear life today, the right to worship as you please. This song embodies love, marriage, the church, and God Almighty himself, and the faith we have in the churches of our land. And, well, it wasn't a smash hit, but it really won favor with a lot of folks. I'm sure you'll remember it, and here is my version of Let's Go to Church next Sunday. Let's go to church next Sunday morning. Let's kneel and pray side by side. Our love will grow on Sunday morning if we have the Lord as our guide. Through the week you love and laugh and labor, but on Sunday don't forget to love thy neighbor. Let's go to church next Sunday morning. We'll go through life, you and I.
together, you'll be mine. We won't fear the stormy weather. Let's make a date for Sunday morning. We'll go through life side by side.
To young men entering the spiritual ministry, the Navy offers an inspiring career as an officer in the Navy's chaplain corps. As a Navy chaplain, you minister to the spiritual and moral needs of the men and women of the Navy, both ashore and afloat. Your guidance will help them solve the many problems that beset youth. When you serve as a Navy chaplain, you serve both God and country. For further information, write to Chaplain's Division, Bureau of Naval Personnel, Department of the Navy, Washington 25, D.C.
While Skipper Jimmy Wakely watches from deck, this is Buzz Adlam and crew coming aboard with 2 minutes and 20 seconds of That's a Plenty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Adlam and his boys really kicked up a storm with that one, didn't they? Well, this is Jimmy Wakely back with you now, and this time it's for an old cowboy song. Must be mighty nice out at sea today because, well, this song takes us back to the early pioneers, the old cowboys that used to ride the range and kind of run out of water occasionally. Bob Nolan's pen really painted the picture for this one. Cool, clear water.
All day I faced the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water, keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water, cool water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me.
To tell you all about Navy nursing would take many times 30 seconds. So if you are a registered or student nurse, take a minute of your own time today to write for the free illustrated booklet, White Task Force. It tells about the interesting life you lead as a Navy nurse, how you practice your profession in all its phases or have the chance to specialize in one, how Navy nursing is a planned career designed for your continuous professional progress. Send for White Task Force today. Address: BUMED, B-U-M-E-D, BUMED, Washington 25, D.C.
Well, folks, I reckon it's about time to clear the decks, but in parting, this is Jimmy Wakely reminding all of you young men to go out and look into this Navy proposition before you look for a job or any other career, because the Navy is really top stuff. It's a good career, it's a long career, and it's a chance for you to learn to do the thing that you really want to do in life. Look into the Navy. Enjoy wearing your Navy uniform. So long, boys.
Thank you, Jimmy Wakely. And friends, be sure to listen when this station again brings you another Navy Star Time with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra, plus young America's favorite singing stars, Dick Haynes, Frankie Lane, Gordon McRae, Joe Stafford, Mel Torme, and Jimmy Wakely. This program was transcribed in Hollywood and presented through the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. It is written and directed by Al Simon, produced by Edison Von Ottenfeld, and supervised by William J. Bailey for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. This is High Averback, battening down the hatches on another broadcast of Navy Star Time. And this is the voice of the Navy, reminding you young Americans that on the sea, under the sea, and over the sea, there's a job for you in Navy Blue.